السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وكذلك نولي بعض الظالمين بعضا بما كانوا يكسبون. وقال تعالى: لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: سيأتي على الناس زمان الصابر فيهم على دينه كالقابض على الجمر، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. الحمد لله. My dear respected brothers and elders, it is indeed the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored us above all the other creation, in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed us with the gift of iman. We may have heard this time and again, but the importance of the value of iman can never be overemphasized. That far greater than any other ni'mat, any other bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ni'mat of iman. It is with this ni'mat, with this bounty, that a person will achieve everlasting success, everlasting enjoyment, everlasting happiness. With regards to every other ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the moment a person's eyes close, the moment a person passes on to the next realm, the enjoyment or the benefit of that ni'mat ends. So that is a maximum of 50 or 60 years. But my dear brothers, when a person passes away with iman, and when he sees what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for a person who has iman, then my dear brothers, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran Kareem, he has not even witnessed what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept. But he just receives his book of deeds in the right hand. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِ فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَ. He will go into such a state of euphoria, such an ecstatic state, that you will run from person to person and say that, read my kitab, that I knew that my hisab kitab was going to take place, and he worked towards it. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for us, that we have passed away with the kalima la ilaha illallah, if we will pass away with the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Alhamdulillah, my dear respected brothers, we are reciters of this kalima today. But the mere fact that we are reciting it today does not guarantee that we are going to pass away with this kalima. And more so, because of a promise made by shaitan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala banished shaitan from the heavens, and told him, فَخْرُجْ مِنْهَا فَإِنَّكَ رَجِيمٌ, that remove yourself from Jannah, remove yourself from the heavens, you are rejected. وَإِنَّ عَلِيكَ اللَّعْنَةَ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's curse will be on him till the day of Qiyamah. So on that time, on that day, he takes an oath to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأُغْوِيَنَّ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَأُزَيِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ لَأُضِلَّنَّهُمْ وَلَأُمَنِّيَنَّهُمْ وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُبَتِّكُنَّ آذَانَ الْأَنْعَامِ وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ. He takes an oath in the izzat and the honor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he decides that he is going to wage war against insan. That every single person who decides a kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, every single person who brings himself onto the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shaitan takes an oath at qasam, and he declares war at that moment, that I will lead this person astray. And from that time till the day of Qiyamah, he will continue with his efforts to lead a person away from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And shaitan will incite, and he will inspire certain human beings to become shayateen as well. Shayateen al-insi wal-jinn. You will get shayateen from amongst the human beings as well. That will be the agents of shaitan on this earth, who will lead people astray. They will devise various mechanisms to lead us away from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we find, unfortunately, that to a certain extent, these mechanisms are working. That a person, he will enter an environment which is non-conducive to his deen. Just yesterday a message came, that a youngster who was a Hafidul Quran, so intelligent he was, that in it, before he had reached university, he was part of certain forums in combating atheism, and he was a master debater and defender of the deen of Islam. But unfortunately, when he entered the environment which was not conducive to deen, that he entered the, when he got into university, he fell into the wrong company. Perhaps what may have happened was that he relied too much on his intelligence, and then came to a point where he could not give an answer, and unfortunately he lost a debate possibly. But whatever the reason was, perhaps the crux of the matter is, when a person's ruhaniyat, his ta'alluq is not with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a person who was a force for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, supposedly, now he turns and he goes on to the other side and he renounces the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one is safe from the wiles of shaitan. No one can say comfortably that whatever trap shaitan will lay, then I will be safe from it. No, my dear brothers, we have to be constantly in that worry and concern that this iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed us with, will we pass away with it? When death comes upon us, will the words of the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah be emanating from our lips? My dear brothers, what will dictate what emanates from our lips at the time of mort is what we spent our life behind. If we spent our life behind the life of this world, my dear brothers, unfortunately, we cannot expect that the words of the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah emanate from our hearts. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all forgiving. Most of us, inshallah, through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, inshallah, we will enter Jannah. But al-kayyisu man da'ana nafsahu 'amila lima ba'da al-maut. The intelligent one who constrains himself, controls himself, constrains himself and works towards that is what is after death. Wal 'ajizu man atba'a nafsahu hawaha wa tamanna 'ala Allah. The foolish one is the one who lets himself follow his carnal desires, and then he hopes on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafurur rahim. But my dear brothers, with regards to our worldly sustenance, we do not say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is razzaq, and we sit at home expecting our sustenance to come to us. With regards to our health, we do not say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shafi, and if we get sick, we do not go out and seek a means of cure. Similarly, my dear brothers, with regards to the greatest aspect of our life, that is Jannat and Jahannam, we do actions of the people of Jahannam, and we hope on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may grant us Jannah, but it is rather foolish that we depend on that. And my dear brothers, we find ourselves, as the time is coming closer to Qiyamah, the efforts of shaitan will be ever increasing. Alhamdulillah, we in South Africa to a certain extent have been saved. We have been mahfuz, we have been saved from the efforts of shaitan from a government level up till now, that we, alhamdulillah, we were enjoying those free religious freedoms which people in Muslim countries were not afforded. That we could say whatever we wanted with regards to the preservation of our deen. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded us to do, there was no hindrance from the side of the government with regards to us following the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in totality. But my dear brothers, unfortunately, we do not know what is the reason for it. Perhaps it may be because of our actions. But now there is a bill which is about to be passed. It is known, perhaps some of us may have heard of it, the Papuda bill, that will directly attack our religious freedoms. It will allow the state to dictate what we are allowed to do and not allowed to do as Muslims. It will allow the state to dictate what we are allowed to say or not allowed to say from the members. It will allow the state to dictate what we are allowed to teach our children or not allowed to teach our children in the madrasas and the maktabs and the Islamic schools. Why this is happening, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem, وَكَذَلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْضَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows oppressors to take over a certain nation, it is because of actions of that specific nation. We as the Muslims of South Africa, we have been given so many religious freedoms. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. That if you appreciate something, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase it. وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. But if you do not appreciate a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment is very severe. What is meant by appreciation of a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Appreciation of a ni'mat is not verbal. For example, I come and give you, as a friend, a gift, a pen for example. And at the time of me giving you this pen, you say, hey, Jazakallah so much, you know, I really appreciate this pen. And this pen means so much to me. And you go into an entire essay telling me how much this pen means to you. But when I come to visit you a few days later, I find that the pen has been dismantled. Your son is using that spring from inside, you know, to make a toy gun. And the ink has been used in some other manner. And the casing is inside his toy car. And one part of the pen is in another part of the house. I will say to myself that what you verbally said meant nothing. But ultimately, it was the actions. If you had just said a simple Jazakallah, put it in your pocket, but every time I see you are using it to sign your million rand checks, or checks are not in existence, but you are using it to sign your contracts, etc. Then that simple Jazakallah would mean more to me with those actions than that entire 5 minutes of thanks that you went through. Similarly, my dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not just look at what we verbally say. We say, Alhamdulillah, we are afforded the bounties. We are afforded the ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ability to act upon the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But my dear brothers, what did we do with this ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We were afforded the ability to give azan from the mic. But did we answer that call? We are afforded the ability to read 5 times salah in the masjid. Did we do that? We afforded the ability to go door to door calling the people towards the masjid. Did we make use of this ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or merely we thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that bounty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afforded us, but not used it as it ought to be used. If you do not use this bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as it ought to be used, my dear brothers, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's warning is, وَلَا إِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. That if you show kufran ni'mat, if you show ingratitude to the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very severe. And what is the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is that ni'mat that we showed ingratitude to, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove it. My dear brothers, we are at the brink of our religious freedoms being removed. Perhaps this is on account of us not appreciating the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But my dear brothers, it is not too late. The bill has not been signed. We can, in our personal capacity, write up to the various authorities asking them not to pass this bill. But that is in its place. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decree is to fall, it is going to fall. We ourselves have to make this intention that, Ya Allah, this ni'mat of deen that we have, this ni'mat of religious freedom that we are afforded into South Africa, in South Africa, Ya Allah, do not, on account of our actions, do not deprive us of this. We come onto ours, bring ourselves onto deen, bring ourselves onto 5 times salah, bring ourselves onto complete sunnah, complete commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and complete sunnah and ittiba' of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we find, my dear brothers, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring about good conditions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continuously allow us to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and allow us to come to the masjid, allow us to teach our children the true deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, my dear brothers, just one aspect that certain countries where a similar bill has been passed, that what has to be passed, what has to be taught onto the children. We, Alhamdulillah, now have a maktab system which is in complete conformance to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But unfortunately, you find in certain so-called first world countries, what are the Muslims instructed to be, that the maktab children be taught, is that it is okay for people of the same gender to have a relationship with one another. We are teaching our children that out of nikah, you cannot have any relationship. Here we will have to tell a child that it is okay with interference from the government. And if you try not to inculcate this into the children, then my dear brothers, then the repercussions from the side of the government will be very severe. This is just one small aspect which will affect us. So firstly, we will try whatever means there are, legal means there are, to ensure that this bill is not passed from, but from our side, we will turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make an effort to fill the masajid. Make an effort to come on to complete deen. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will see that this ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, it is being used. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the doors for more freedoms for us, inshallah. The more ability to act upon the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us the ability to pass on this pristine deen to the generations to come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives tawfiq wa mikamal wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.